How are you today, Mayor?
Doing well, Joe. How are you today?
Great, thanks. Thanks for phoning in. On this election day, have you been to the polls yet?
I have not. I usually vote later in the day.
Oh, okay. You're voting in person, I'm guessing?
I am voting in person. I still enjoy doing that.
Absolutely.
I don't get the same thrill out of, a mail-in early vote. I like to go out the day of. There's a certain excitement about it, I think. Maybe that's the crazy, nerdy government side of me.
I think a lot of folks will be joining you. I know that the city clerk's hoping for a better turnout than back in the primary. And, there are three school committee seats on the ballot, and that is a very, very important role to play, as you're well aware.
Yeah, that seems to be where the most excitement is. There's been a large race, but really not one. Then, of course, Ward 5 and Ward 2 have two races for the Ward Council. But city clerk's predicting a very low turnout, not much excitement. So we encourage people to get out and vote. The school committee's an important place, particularly these days with all that's going on in the world. And we've got to make sure we don't lose our wits about us. And so, and I've seen each of the candidates putting themselves out there and working hard. And it's not an easy thing to do. So certainly congratulate everybody that's on the ballot today.
Well, they determined spending, one-third of the entire city budget? Is that about right?
That's about right.
Yeah.
It's probably, actually, that's the pure budget, but when you add everything else in, it's more than that.
Sure.
It's more like 50% of the budget.
Wow. Okay. So a budget of roughly, $365
million?
That's a lot of
money.
Yeah,
so when you add in, the park department doing the grounds and all the other departments doing their piece, you add in the debt service for school projects and buildings, you add in the health insurance for the school employees, then, you're at the 50% number.
Sure. What do you think is the one of the biggest challenges facing the school committee going forward?
From my perspective, I had a conversation the other day with one of my colleagues, and I said, before the COVID, school system was flying. And then COVID hit, and then all the social justice unrest across the country, and all of a sudden we seem to be treading in water here. And I think we got to get back to some basics. I really do. We have a very diverse school system, so I'm not too concerned about the diversity issue because we've been dealing with the diversity issue for 25 years. But we got to get back to the basics and getting these kids to make sure they can read and write. Science is important. If we're going to compete globally in the world today, then we got to get with it. And though I'm not a huge fan of the MCAS, that's certainly a measurement. Mm. And we've seen a significant drop over the last year and a half, and not surprisingly so, with all that's gone on. So we owe our kids to get back to the core of what our mission is.
Mm-hmm. How is the Special Education Center coming along?
Well, the bid's going to be open up sometime in a few weeks, Joe.
Okay.
Everything got slowed down in the last 18 months, but
yeah.
That's an ambitious project, and it's probably got a value of about $25 million. To build it out appropriately with all the bells and whistles to meet code of the population we're dealing with. So it's a complicated project, but looking forward to getting it underway.
Is all the funding in place for that now?
Pretty much. I believe so.
Okay.
We'll see how the bids come in,
mm-hmm.
See if we need any adjustments. The crazy times we're in right now, the cost of materials has gone through the roof.
Yes.
No pun intended there, but
yeah.
A little crazy.
Yes, it's impacting, of course, the new public safety headquarters, too. What's the status of that?
Yes, that's they're going through an exercise now called value engineering and see where we can make it more economical, save some money, and then we'll regroup and probably go back to the council after the first of the year for potentially some additional funds.
What is the interim plan for Father Bill's shelter, Mayor? Because I noticed the building across the way there that the city purchased on Broad Street is all boarded up now. Looks like it's ready to come down.
Yeah, so we made the decision to skip the interim and go immediately to the build-out of the shelter. And we're going to lose 3 or 4 months on the schedule of the police station. The flip side is we'll save $4 or $5 million.
Oh.
So that's part of the value engineering process we're going through with the public safety headquarters.
Oh, okay. So the shelter will stay where it is until the new shelter is built?
That's correct.
Oh, okay. That is a major shift. So was that a cost issue or a people issue? What was the reason for that?
It's a combination.
Yeah.
We you know, you're going to move over there and you're going to try to do construction on that side at some point. It's going to be more challenging and more costly. You know, we're on the hook for part of this. So it just made sense to skip the interim and move forward and move quickly on the permanent structure.
Okay. Is it the same company building the new shelter?
Same company as?
As building the police station?
It's a separate project altogether.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
And will the animal shelter also stay?
The animal shelter we're still trying to find that interim home for that one's a little more challenging. It's closer to the site. So we'd like to move that as quickly as we can.
Okay. How did the city fare from the big nor'easter, Mayor? Any residual leftover problems?
The limbs pick up. We still haven't gotten to a lot of the parks. Faxon Park, for example, Marymount Park, Squaw Rock, some of the bigger park areas where there's a lot of tree and limbs down, but it's not blocking anything. It's not in anyone's way. We're just trying to make sure all the public ways are finished up and cleared. And of course, people have continued to drag out branches from their own yards and then call us. So we're trying to, we're still, I guess, in the cleanup mode, but we're in a lot better shape than we were, last week.
Yeah.
And there's certainly some heavier work to do, too, with some of the root balls that picked up sidewalks and things. So, you know, between our Forestry Division of the Natural Resources and Public Works, we still have a lot of work to do, but we're in a much better place this week.
It really indicates how important it is to plant the right tree in the right place. That was the major issue.
Well, that's part of it.
Yeah.
Mother Nature's way of pruning things. So, we think we have it all figured out.
That's right.
We're reminded once in a while we're not in charge.
Yes. Fortunately, the flooding issue didn't surface. That was a concern, I know, with the winds blowing in, but that didn't happen.
That was a break. I mean, it could have been a heck of a lot worse. If we had astronomical high tides, it would have been very difficult.
Right.
But thankfully, that worked out.
Sure. Our plans finalized for the Christmas celebrations, Mayor?
I think so.
Okay.
I know we've got another meeting coming up, but we had met a couple of weeks ago, and the Friday night event is coming together. And Saturday, they're making an adjustment. There won't be a Santa jump, but I believe Santa's going to be arriving by helicopter, and then because Sunday is the big parade. So everything seems to be coming in together. The team at Park and Rec are working very hard on that. We appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Is Marymount Parkway about done now?
Marymount Parkway, all the underground stuff is done. Mm-hmm. So now it's going to be rebuilding the road, new sidewalks, resetting the curbs, and the new street. Now that all the trenches have settled from all the underground work, we'll be able to now go back and redo it. So probably a spring project.
Oh, okay. Very good. I understand MBTA Journal manager Steve Poftak was in the city yesterday.
He was. He and I have been, we've had a couple of scheduled visits and had to be rescheduled, but I'm glad he made the time yesterday. Took him a walk. We spent about 2 hours meeting. As you know, I just went on the new MBTA Board of Directors.
Yes.
We talked about a number of issues facing the T in general. But more importantly, we took a walk around Quincy Center and covered the whole area from Dimmick Street to Cannon Parkway, and we showed him all the improvements, all the new structures and buildings, and showed him the Quincy Center Station, which he was well aware of, and the poor condition that it's in. And if we're going to develop that area, which is planned, then we need to redo the station. And there's one of the new bills that come out this past week, Speaker Mariano had addressed some of the funding for the new Quincy Center Station, and so excited about that. That should help break the logjam, if you will, at that station to get it going. It's stations in poor shape. I mean, they took the garage down a number of years ago, as you know, Joe, but it needs a major facelift. So that will help us get things moving again. So we're grateful to the speaker and our legislative delegation, and certainly to the general manager for coming out and spending some time with us. He's quite impressed with the transformation of Quincy Center, that's for sure.
Did he agree that the station needs to be replaced?
Oh, absolutely. There was no argument. It was full agreement on that. It's just been a case of finding the funding source, and now with the speaker's move and a recent passed bill, then that helps to solve that part of it.
Oh, how much funding was approved?
It was $50 million in the bill, in the latest bill that will address a large part of it. We don't know yet what the total cost will be, depending on all the engineering and design work.
Okay. Well, that is certainly, I know, been a bane of your of your existence for a long time.
If you could... Indeed. Not just me. I think a lot of people.
Yes.
But it's excited to get it back moving again. So it's going to be great stuff.
Appreciate your time, man. Great to talk to you.
My pleasure. To the voters out there, get out and vote.
Yes, polls are open. We'll see you later on this evening for our election coverage, Mayor. Thank you very much.
Look forward.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye.